FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with breaking news this hour. 8 people have been killed in a collision near Impangeni in northern KZN. It's understood at this stage that a truck and light delivery vehicle that was transporting passengers crashed on the N2 this morning. KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service spokesperson Craig Buerta says over a dozen other people were left injured.
Paramedics immediately rendered medical assistance to 16 injured survivors. 4 occupants sustained critical injuries and 12 others had sustained serious injuries. All the injured patients received medical attention and have been transported to nearby hospitals for further care. The road is closed at the moment while the investigation is being conducted.
It comes a day after a man and his 6-year-old son were killed near the Kwadukuza police station on the north coast. 2 cars collided on the R102 yesterday. 5 other people from the same family, including 3 children, were injured. Paramedics have confirmed that a man and woman have been killed after a fire broke out in an apartment in Chatsworth, south of Durban. Officials there tell us that the blaze began early this morning. ALS paramedics Gareth Jameson says the flat was still burning when they arrived on scene.
Once the fire had been contained, the Itikwini Fire Department entered the building and unfortunately found the bodies of what is believed to be a couple in their 50s who had unfortunately succumbed to the injuries sustained during the fire. At this stage, the area has been cordoned off and the Itikwini Fire Department are waiting for the arrival of SAPS and necessary authorities.
And South Africa has officially taken over the chairmanship of the Commonwealth Africa Anti-Corruption Body. The Special Investigating Unit's head advocate, Andy Motibi, will assume the role of chairman. Under his leadership, the SIU plans to integrate artificial intelligence into anti-corruption strategies. Motibi says the SIU also aims to bring in global perspectives.
The first priority is strengthening the public sector by promoting transparency, integrity, and accountability. We'll develop a compendium of good practices in promoting the transparent, ethical, and accountable public sector, and we hope then to draft the ministerial declaration on that accountability.
And abroad, a diver has died during efforts to recover a sunken superyacht off the coast of Sicily. The Dutchman was reportedly hit by a piece of metal while working underwater, and the operation's now been suspended while an investigation takes place. 7 people, including the British billionaire Mike Lynch and his teenage daughter, were killed when the supposedly unsinkable vessel disappeared into the sea last summer. It's hoped refloating the ship will explain what happened. Your top story this hour. 8 people have been killed in a car crash near Impangeni in northern KZN. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.